I'm going to give you an opportunity to dash my hopes here. Please tell me that you do not drive an SUV.
I do not.
I'm relieved. I was so afraid. You know, people sometimes maintain one persona. There have been questions that came up about Al Gore, who, you know, Inconvenient Truth, but then he's got an immense sprawling mansion using all kinds of electricity. At least that's one piece of news that I heard. So it's not always easy to be completely consistent with the values that we espouse. So I'm glad to hear you don't drive the SUV. You know, that song could be interpreted as being anti-capitalistic. It certainly talks about the American way of life, which is so steeped in sometimes mindless capitalism. And of course, you know, the Michael Moore movie is coming out shortly addressing the issues of capitalism. What are your views on that? I mean, you're up there singing in front of people and you're trying to influence their beliefs. So what are yours?
For me, it's the element of greed and the greed for profit at all cost, which it's hard for me to know, could there be a more compassionate capitalism, a for-profit system? Like, I'm up there singing and I'm also have my CDs that I sell afterwards, you know, like I'm hoping that people will come up afterwards and buy a CD or two so I can keep doing the work I do. So there's obvious reasons to create capital and to create products, but I think there could be just a new visioning of what that means. I think that it's the greed and the for-profitism at all costs that's the problem, and it seems, is that inherent in capitalism? It seems to be. It seems to be here, and yet maybe there's a way of creating business that's more socially conscious that can still work in some of the ways that capitalism has worked. I don't know. It's a good question.